We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien Ag Solutions in Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. Hi, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's begin with the recent rain and, you know, some of that wind that came along with it earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was a rough week in terms of severe weather. We saw that large squall line that passed through the middle part of the state, came out of Iowa. And as it did so, it produced quite a few severe wind reports. In total, I think on that particular day, we had over 360 reports of severe weather. Many of them were of wind damage, and we certainly saw some wind damage across central Illinois. And then following that, we had just yesterday the storms that fired up again to our south. And some of those were producing cold air funnels around here. So they look like funnels, like a tornado would, but they're often very weak. And if they ever touch down, they do very, very little damage. But overall, I think what's going to happen is we're going to look back on this last 10 days and really see that much of the country that in the part of the Corn Belt that really needed some rainfall got it. And I think that's at least what the markets are going to see, is that they're going to see rain across the place that had been dry. Even despite the latest drought monitor that came out and it didn't show much change in total drought area in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, and parts of Michigan, even parts of Ohio, those places did get a drink. And so I think it's got our attention off of the desperate need for rainfall and on to other things now. We do have another chance at rain coming at the end of the weekend and the beginning of next week as a big low pressure system goes through central Canada. But I think our discussion now turns more towards some cooler weather.
So tell me about those, because I saw some 30s in a few places in the United States.
Yeah, we did. We saw early this morning up in northern Michigan, northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, all the temperatures that got down to around 35 degrees. And that just, that can happen. We have cold front that pass through, clear skies, light winds, and temperatures will bottom out like that. But, I think that what's on a lot of folks' minds is, we need some heat to finish out this crop. And what I don't like to have to report is that we've had a pretty good storage of some colder air that's run through the Canadian prairies up to almost Alaska, at least, let's say, east of Alaska. And that cold air is there, and you can kind of just think of it as kind of it's prepared. In other words, if a big trough does show up in the jet stream in, middle to late September and early October, it's got some cold air to work with. So if we don't want to see an early frost, which most of us do not, and we need to do something to moderate that air mass. And so what I'm looking at here is I'm trying to understand if anything's in the works to do that. And unfortunately, because of the behavior of the flow of the jet stream out in the Pacific, we are really going to be featuring more broad troughing across the middle part of North America. And as a result of that, we're going to be seeing our temperatures in the coming days and even weeks favor cooler temperatures overall by a few degrees. Now, the problem is a few degrees cooler than normal really limits our ability to accumulate the heat units that we need to finish this crop. And it puts that crop that was planted late, anything after, late May, but early June especially, is now more vulnerable to even just an on-time frost, which for us here in central Illinois is sometime around the 15th of October, maybe a little bit later than that. So I am concerned about the setup of the warm water in the in the North Pacific. I'm concerned about the lack of sea ice in the Arctic Sea and what that means toward ridging over Alaska. Just remember, usually when we have big ridging over Alaska, we have troughing in the middle part of the United States and in Canada, which tends to lead toward a cooler pattern.
What are the long-range forecasts showing?
Yeah, well, just last night we had the release of the new European Weekly. So this is a forecast that runs out about 6 weeks. And it's from the world's best model, the European model. And what it showed is, what's more important, I guess, than what it showed is its trend. And it did not back away from the overall near average to cooler than average weather forecast all the way through the beginning of October. And it comes back to that same discussion. We would much rather see the heat that's needed to finish this crop. And it makes any crop that was planted late or any crop in the northern part of the U.S., corn especially, more vulnerable to an early frost. So that new model run didn't really give me any sort of confidence in saying, hey, we're going to break out of this pattern and warm back up. It continued with its cooler trend through the next 6 weeks.
And finally, anything out of the tropics that we ought to take a look at?
Yeah, we should be watching both sides of the U.S. and the tropics. On the one side, of course, we've seen the decay of El Nino, and the atmosphere has certainly responded to that. What seems to be driving everything is more about what we call the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. But getting back into the tropics, The cooler water that's emerged, well, that's got a lot of folks in South America thinking about what that may mean for the upcoming growing season. Because if we develop, that's a big if, but if we develop a La Nina, that is something that a lot of folks in Brazil are going to be quite concerned about. Now, on the other side, we're watching three areas currently for tropical development. So this is in the Atlantic. We have going way out there over to Africa. We have a wave that's emerging that's got some potential. We have a wave that's in the mid part of the Atlantic, which just this morning started to show a bit more kind of curiosity, exploring some of those warmer waters and potentially developing into something over the next 5 days as it gets over to Lesser Antilles. And then there is a system just off of the southeast coast, right off of Florida. It's over the Bahamas. It's going to skirt the U.S. coast. It's probably the best chance we have at seeing our next named system here in the next 5 days. So the tropics are getting active, but remember, it is August, late August, and the peak of the hurricane season is just 3 weeks away. So we're going to have to watch the warm Gulf of Mexico very carefully for any would-be system to develop there in the coming days and weeks.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible and Nutrien Ag Solutions.